UK to ban trans biological males from female hospital wards and prevent sex offenders from changing gender. By Kurt Zindulka on October 3, 2023. The British government will reportedly ban transgender individuals from female hospital wards and prevent convicted sex offenders from changing their gender as the struggling Conservative Party looks to throw some red meat to the base before the next general election. The Tory Party conference in Manchester will reportedly see top members of Rishi Sunak's government announce crackdowns on the excesses of the transgenderism movement. As the government continues to fail on the two main issues concerning the voter base, cutting the seven-decade high tax rate and cutting both legal and illegal immigration. Health Secretary Steve Barclay will use his speech at the conference to announce a war on wokery in the healthcare system, including a ban on biological males claiming to be transgender from being placed in female-only hospital wards. Barclay is also set to mandate the return of sex-specific language in the National Health Service, NHS, which faced criticism for promoting leftist gender ideology, such as removing references to women in guidance about female-only cancers and promoting so-called gender-neutral terms like chest feeding to supposedly be more inclusive of biological men who believe they can provide sustenance to newborns from their chests. The health secretary told The Telegraph, "We need a common-sense approach to sex and equality issues in the NHS. That is why I am announcing proposals for clearer rights for patients. And I can confirm that sex-specific language has now been fully restored to online health advice pages about cervical and ovarian cancer and the menopause. It is vital that women's voices are heard in the NHS and the privacy, dignity and safety of all patients are protected." Meanwhile, Home Secretary Suella Braverman, who has faced criticism over her failure to tackle the illegal migrant crisis in the English Channel, is also expected to use her party conference speech to lay out new legislation to impose a lifetime ban on convicted sex offenders from changing their gender. Concerns have been raised over sex offenders using the ability to change one's gender to get around the sex offenders registry, with a reported 12,000 convicted sex offenders failing to alert police of changes to their personal information between the beginning of 2019 and June of 2022, alone. The issue of biological male sex offenders legally changing their gender has also become an issue in British prisons. At present, sex offenders are required by law to notify local police of any change to their name within 3 days. However, the current system relies on self-reporting. According to government sources speaking to The Times of London, Braverman's legislation will mandate that prosecution is automatically launched against any sex offender who attempts to change their gender. The Safeguarding Alliance campaign group, which has been a leading force pushing for the ban, which they dubbed Ella's Law in reference to a woman who had a convicted sex offender placed in her home as a 7-year-old child as a caregiver after he legally changed his gender. The chief executive of the group, Emily Constantis, said of the planned legislation, "No longer will the rights of a sex offender be given priority over the protection of society's most vulnerable. This change could not have come quick enough and is the biggest change to safeguarding legislation to date." Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindulka or email to zindulka@breitbart.com.